You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
St. Croix Rods would like to alert you that they have been made aware of fraud attempts. There are videos on Facebook stating that St. Croix is giving away rods to those who answer survey questions, but this is a phishing scam and is not St. Croix. The way to be eligible for real promotions and official offers is to sign up for their newsletter. Again, the videos on Facebook stating that St. Croix is giving away rods to those who answer survey questions is false. It is not St. Croix, and those are phishing attempts. Remember, being aware of what you click on is very important, and when in doubt, always check official sources. The Park Falls Public Library has a notice. Kids should be on the lookout for Elmer the Elephant all over Park Falls this summer. Once you spot him, stop at the library for a chance to take him home at the end of the summer. This is taking place June 16th through July 25th, and once again, kids should be looking out for Elmer the Elephant, who is a multicolored patchwork elephant, all over Park Falls this summer for a chance to take him home. Everyone gets to enjoy Wisconsin State Parks, Trails, and Waters for free next weekend. Brittany Merlot tells us how it coincides with Clean Water, Clean Boats annual drain campaign.
It's the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend, where state park admission fees are waived, fishing licenses aren't needed, and neither are trail passes for the first weekend in June. You get to explore 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes.
Definitely in Wisconsin, we know that we have a challenge of having invasive species in our waters, and we can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to a larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body.
The Flambeau River YMCA has an update. Their parking lot closed yesterday at noon, and it will remain closed through Friday evening as they install their final layer of asphalt. Please plan to park on the side streets and use the north and south sidewalks to access the building. You will not be able to walk through the parking lot while it is closed. They appreciate your patience and understanding. Sunday, July 6th, right here in Park Falls, behind the high school, the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is coming to town. Showtimes are 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m., and tickets are now available through the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, Forward Bank, St. Croix Rods, O'Deer Nutrition, and right here at 98Q Country. Once again, that's Sunday, July 6th, right here in Park Falls, behind the high school at 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. for the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus. Headed to the lake or river to do some fishing? Brittany Merlot has details for anglers on the annual drain campaign.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body, because you could be spreading a lot of these species, or they're invisible to the eye, and so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
The Clean Boats, Clean Waters annual drain campaign runs June 6th through the 8th.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season?
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm trying to give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stepping into the role of a hit movie character can probably be a bit overwhelming, especially if they are iconic Harry Potter characters. That's right, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint have been replaced. HBO's new Harry Potter series has cast Dominic McLaughlin to play Radcliffe's role of Harry Potter, Arabella Stanton replaces Watson in the role of Hermione Granger, and Rupert Grint will be replaced by Alistair Stout, who will play Ron Weasley. The show will premiere sometime in 2026. Speaking of Harry Potter, cast member Miriam Margolyes recently gave a not-so-encouraging health update after undergoing a heart procedure. The 84-year-old actress who portrayed Professor Pomona Sprout in the hit fantasy franchise says she does not have long to live. Margolyes says she still wants to work, but probably only has 5 or 6 years to live. I mean, not to sound heartless, but 84 years old with 5 or 6 years to live puts you at 90 and solidly in the bonus round. Just saying. Tom Cruise thanked moviegoers and studios alike, especially Paramount Pictures, for what the actor called their unwavering support for the 8th installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, and its biggest opening yet. I don't think that's ever happened. It's a good sign for the franchise and the studio, as the price tag for the film is $400 million. Think about that. The 8th movie in the franchise is one of the most expensive ever made, and it's going to turn a profit very quickly. Speaking of Cruise, the actor says he hopes to make movies into his hundreds. That includes action. That should be interesting. We won't have to wait long, though, to see him in his next action role. The Mission Impossible star told the Australian Today show that Top Gun 3 is happening. Cruise is 62 years old currently, and I'm guessing those stunts will be a little bit harder to pull off at 102. History is being made at Max. The streamer just renewed the show Hacks for a 5th season. The show starring Jean Smart is a critic's darling, having won a total of 8 Emmy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the renewal for season 5 makes it the longest live-action running show in Max history, which is really impressive given that the streamer has only been around for 2 years as Max. Not sure how that adds up. Producers of the show announced the 5th season Tuesday night, just 2 days before the finale for season 4. To say actors need thick skin in the entertainment racket would be an understatement. Kathy Bates recently told Vanity Fair she really wanted the role of Frankie in the 1991 film Frankie and Johnny because she had originated the role on Broadway. Her dreams, however, were crushed when producer Gary Marshall told Bates that the idea of her kissing a man on screen was not what people wanted to see. Why are people the way they are? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice-looking Thursday with partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s, just an outside chance of a shower. For tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, warmer with more sun than clouds, highs in the lower 80s, also a bit on the breezy side. Right now, it's 51.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.